starring Tommy Rettig as Jeff Miller, Jan Clayton as his mother, Ellen, George Cleveland as Gramps, and, of course, Lassie.
Hey, yeah, Lim. Sure appreciate the loan of this sprayer, George. It'll save me a lot of brushing.
Glad to have you use it.
Lassie?
Reckon so.
You ain't seen any strange dogs around, have you?
No.
You lost any chickens?
Well, not that I know of. Why, Lim?
Some varmints moved into the neighborhood. Hit my place twice. Killed a setting hen and a rooster last time.
Boots.
Hello, boys.
What you been doing?
Filming a lean-to in the woods.
Uh-huh. I was just asking your gramps if you'd seen any stray dogs around.
My pop asked me the same thing.
He's had trouble, too.
What kind of trouble?
Oh, some varmint's killing chickens.
It's more than that. In the last week, there's been two lambs killed, and a bull calf hurt so bad he couldn't be saved.
I'll bet it's a wolf.
No, it ain't a wolf. Seems to kill just for the love of killing. Not because he's hungry.
My pop thinks it might be a dog. Gone wild.
Might be. Funny he ain't troubled you none.
I'll bet he's afraid of Lassie.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You keep her in nights, don't you?
Well, sure. She sleeps right in my room.
Now, wait a minute, Larry. You ain't suggesting that Lassie here...
I ain't suggesting nothing, George. Just tired of being raided. Looking for any answers I can find.
Well, Lassie ain't the answer.
Oh, of course not. Well, I better get going here before I lose some friends. Now, I'll take good care of this rig.
All right.
Can I give you a lift home, Parky?
No, thanks, Mr. Boots. I got my bike. I'll see you in the morning, Jeff. Okay, but early. So long. Bye.
Golly, Gramps, what do you think's doing the killing?
Well, I couldn't say.
Be something awful mean. Killing just for the fun of it.
Well, there's no point in worrying about it now. Let's go and wash up for supper before your ma chews us out.
Someone's after the chicken. Lassie! Girl? Any damage, Gramps?
Two hens killed.
Golly.
Didn't see what it was, did you?
No, but I can't understand why Lassie didn't go after it.
Well, you go in the house with your mother. I'll take care of the chickens.
Okay.
Hello? Oh, yes, Lim. Oh, no. We were up.
Good. I hate to bother you this time of the night, but I was wondering if Lassie's there with you now.
Why, yes. She's been here with us all evening.
Who's been with us?
In fact, I don't think she's been out of the house since before supper.
Well, I sure am relieved to hear it, Ellen.
Well, why'd you ask, Lim?
Well, it don't matter so much since Lassie's been home, but that varmint raided my hen house again tonight. I got a shot at it. I might have winged it. I couldn't tell so good in the dark, but it sure looked like a collie.
Oh? Oh, no, that's all right, Lim. Thanks for calling us. Bye. That was Lim Boots.
Well, we know that much.
His hen house was raided again.
Is he still trying to blame Lassie?
No, but he's quite sure it was a dog. A collie. He took a shot at it, and he thinks he may have hit it.
Well, there ain't no full-grown collie around here. The nearest one is Creston, that pup you gave to the Redfields come a year ago spring.
Well, I'm not going to stand around discussing it now. Come on, off to bed.
Okay, think it was Lassie.
No, I don't know. But you be careful when you go out in the woods tomorrow.
¶¶
Jane's fault when she was chasing that rabbit yesterday. Come on, girl. We got work to do. Hey, here she comes. Hey, she's trying to stop us from going to the lean-to. Smart dog. Oh, she's found something. Come on. Sleeping lizards. It's a collie. He's hurt. Don't get too close, Jeff. He's not so friendly. This must be the one Lim Boot shot at.
Yeah.
And you know what?
What?
See that funny little mark on his head? It looks like a star with a tail on it. The pup we gave to the Redfields in Creston had that same mark. They called him Comet.
You mean he's one of Lassie's pups?
I think so. What's the matter, boy? Need some help? He doesn't need any help. He's in pain. Go get the wagon. We'll take him to the house. It's all right, Comet. Nobody's gonna hurt you.
Well, he'll be all right. My guess is he's been on the run for quite a spell. It may take him a while to get used to being around people again.
Don't worry, girl. He'll be all right.
Get the Redfields?
No. I talked to Matt Brockway's brother, and I am just furious. The Redfields moved to California 6 months ago. They couldn't take the dog, and instead of calling us, they left him with the hired hand. Matt's brother says that he starved him and beat him until he evidently ran away.
People. Some of them got less sense than hogs.
Well, the dog will be all right, won't he, Doc?
He'll get over this hurt.
What do you mean by that?
Well, a collie's a pretty sensitive animal, Ellen. Unlike some dogs, he needs the comfort and protection of human beings. When one of them mistreats him and lets him shift for himself, something happens. He goes wild and turns killer.
Well, no son of Lassie would turn a killer.
Don't say that, George. I just took these out of his hindquarters.
What are they?
Shotgun pellets. Chances are he's the dog Lem Boots took a shot at. The killer.
But we've given away a dozen of Lassie's pups, and they've all been wonderful. Well, just the other day, Sarah Brown was telling me that
they weren't beaten and starved, Ellen. When you come down to it, dogs aren't much different from people. Human killers aren't born that way. Something happens to make them turn. Same way with a dog. He'll take a lot of mistreatment from a man. Much more than a man could take. But finally, he breaks under and starts to fight back. The only way he knows how to fight is to kill and destroy the things that belong to men.
That's horrible. Pathetic, too.
Yeah. We're supposed to be civilized, and they're supposed to be dumb animals. Sometimes it's the other way around.
Well, what do you think we should do, Doc?
Just wait and see. Go slow. Keep mum. Till the dog has a chance to prove himself. One way or the other.
Mom! Gramps! We don't have to worry about Comet having the best of care from now on. Look.
Thank you.
boy. Now bring it here. That's no way to play. You can't just keep it. Lassie and I were playing first. Give it here.
Let him have it for now. Funny dog. Don't seem to like any of us.
He just likes Lassie. But she loves him, and that's what counts.
Wasting his time. It's a mistake keeping that dog after he got well.
Well, Lassie was so close to him.
I know, Dad, but if he is a killer, then it's our responsibility to see that he's not allowed to run loose.
I know. I was hoping he'd change and warm up to us.
Found him too late.
Here, boy. Can't find him. Lassie and me looked all over.
Lassie and I. Oh, don't fret, sweetheart. He'll come home when he's ready.
Funny. Thomas, the only dog I've ever known that didn't like me. Chicken feathers. Golly. Sorry, girl. Gramps! Gramps!
There. That ought to hold him for morning.
Then what, Gramps?
Well, I'd take him over to Doc Weaver and have him put him to sleep.
Isn't there some other way?
No doubt now he's the killer. Gotta get rid of him.
But couldn't he be trained? Maybe Lassie and me could train him not to kill. I'd pay for the chickens and things if only he could have another chance.
It wouldn't work.
But it's not fair. It was people that made Comet mean. He wasn't born that way.
That's the heartbreaking part of it. But it's too late, Jeff. Started him with chickens, then lambs, and then a calf. Next thing, it might be a youngster. We can't risk it.
Supper!
Shame Lassie found him.
Come on, girl.
Then leave her be there.
You won't believe it, but he's getting ready for bed. They're both heartsick.
Well, I ain't too joyful myself.
Have you talked to Doc Weaver?
Yeah.
I tried to explain to Jeff, but it's so hard for him to understand. And poor Lassie.
We thought we'd go outside for just a minute.
George?
Now what in thunder?
George!
What's this? Range meeting? Come on in.
No thanks, George. About that killer dog.
Well, I'm going to take him over to Doc Weaver in the morning.
You promised to see he didn't do no more damage.
We pinned him up, Mr. Boots.
Well, you didn't pin him tight enough. Bert Silsby come on him killing a lamb at his place half hour ago.
Well, that couldn't be. Come on, I'll show you. Well, I reckon I was careless. I'm sorry. I'll make good for the lamb.
It ain't the lamb, George. We gotta track him down. Get rid of him.
I'll go with you.
Me too, Gramps.
No, you stay here with your mom, Lassie.
But, Gramps, I...
It ain't no place for you.
Now, you be careful, Dad.
Likely hiding out in your woods, George.
Yeah, it could be.
Hold out here. Let's go inside, Jeff.
Come on, Lassie.
Better come on in, honey.
Mom, Lassie's gone.
Now, she'll be all right. Please, darling.
Lassie! Lassie!
Pretty hard tracking him at night.
You hear that?
Yeah.
He's over there. Tricked us. Let us away from him.
Yeah, at the risk of her own life. Come here, girl. Come here, girl. Come here. She won't let us get him now. Better wait till morning.
Honey, you really should be in bed.
Not till Gramps and Lassie gets back. Please, Mom.
Well, suppose I fix your cup of hot chocolate and then... Jack!
Thank you.
Sorry, George. Had to be done.
I'm sorry, girl. I hope you don't think it was my fault.
Of course she doesn't. You should be very proud, Jeff. Lassie had to make a choice between you and Comet. And she chose to defend you against her own son.
Thanks, girl.